Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. As promised, I'm here to report my notes and observations from the Eagles training camp practice on Saturday morning at the NovaCare Complex. The first practice they've held since the preseason opener, since the win over Cincinnati, using this opportunity to make some adjustments, update some camp battles, see what's going on with the team after they got their first glimpse of live action and how this team performs. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Was a great morning weather-wise, fantastic weather for football. It was a good morning. A lot of fans in attendance. I'm not sure, do the Eagles like give camp tickets to, like, I think they give them to season ticket holders and stuff like that. So a lot of fans were there. It was good, you know, a good little outing, good practice, good chance for families to get kids out there, because I'm sure a lot of people would like to go to the open practice. Well, a lot of people are going. It's sold out. But it's going to be a shit show, for lack of a better term, because Chris Brown is performing at Citizens Bank tomorrow night. The Eagles have the open practice, so if you are heading that way tomorrow night, plan accordingly. I'd probably get there like 1, 2 o'clock just to save yourself the headache, because the traffic is going to be insane between Chris Brown's show and the open practice. Get ready to either take public transportation or if you are driving, get there early and then just wait for the traffic to die down, because it's going to be a lot. It's hectic. Like, the open practice days are hectic anyway, but now with the concert, it's going to be even worse. So plan accordingly if you're going to that. But today's practice, as always, we will start with the injury report. Good news on the Zach Bond front. He returned in a limited capacity today, so good to see that. Andrew Mukuba is now officially off the injury report after being limited for a little while. So full injury report here. Did not practice today. A.J. Brown remains out with a hamstring injury. He was doing some sprints ahead of practice. He was on the field. I did catch him doing that. So he's getting work done, you know, just still not practicing yet. Elijah Cooks remains out with a shoulder injury. He hurt that in the Bengals game. Kenyon Green still out. He also got hurt in the game. Long snapper Charlie Hewlett still out with the neck injury. Montrell Johnson is still out with a hamstring injury. Tight end Cameron Latu out with a knee injury. Defensive tackle Byron Young out with a groin injury. Limited participants include Zach Bond, Landon Dickerson, wide receiver Terrace Marshall Jr. is making his way back from a knee injury. So good to see Mukuba fully healthy again, back in the mix. He needs to make up ground fast if he hopes to win that starting job. Sidney Brown has a firm grasp on that position right now. But, you know, we saw what Sidney Brown was doing in that preseason game. He hurt himself the way he tackles. So, man, the boy is still reckless, but Andrew Mukuba needs every rep that he can get. So good to see him back on the field. All right, so first observations today. Obviously, the Eagles did some stretching to start, and I was on the far field watching some special team stuff to start, watching the punt returns. Taylor Morton and some guys wanted to get an idea of who looks good really returning the ball. Anais looks like the best returner as of now, and then made my way to the other field by the time, you know, 7-on-7s and drills and stuff had started. So first, Jacorian Bennett. I stated on the past shows that I was hoping he would be able to practice today, and he was, thankfully. So we got our first look at Jacorian Bennett. predominantly ran with the second team, third teams. He did run a nice, had a nice rep with the third team defense, having sticky coverage on tight end E.J. Jenkins, forced Kyle McCord to sail the ball out of bounds. I believe it was E.J. Jenkins anyway. So, but yeah, sticky coverage, forced the ball out of bounds. And that was a good rep there. So he'll quickly make his way up the depth chart. And he won't be running with the third team for long, especially with the plans that Fangio seemingly has for him. Fangio spoke on Bennett ahead of the practice and said that we're going to basically throw him into the deep end and see what he got and see what he has. And he said that everyone will have a chance to compete. That's not just Adoree. That's not just Keeley. That sounds like it's Jacorian Bennett. Sounds like it's Eli Ricks, who we will talk about shortly. But early signs of promise for Jacorian Bennett. Didn't really stand out. Other than that, we will bring up his name later on towards the end of the episode for another rep. But as far as promising and coverage instincts go, good signs from Jacorian Bennett early on. Keely Bringo did open. He did open as the first team cornerback today opposite Quinyon Mitchell. So right now it's Adoree Jackson 6 practices. It's Keely Bringo 5 practices for those of you keeping the tally of who's starting the days neck and neck as of right now. And then Adoree mixes in. So on and so forth on that front. But I like what I see from Jacorian Bennett and the little glimpses that we got from him today. But while we're on the topic of cornerbacks, Eli Ricks, pick 6 Ricks, we should call him, because that's exactly what he did in practice today in a drill where the offense was backed up to their own end zone. It was a drill where the offense was on the 1 yard line. Defense, you know, trying to keep them from advancing up the field. So offense was backed up all the way to their own end zone. Tanner McKee tried to throw a pass intended for Terrace Marshall Jr. Eli Ricks jumped it, picked it off, ran into the end zone, and then punted the ball literally into the parking lot. Like, I think it bounced. Like, I didn't even see where it landed, but I saw it was by the fence. So Eli Ricks making a statement, showed some excitement. And Vic Fangio is pretty fired up after that. The most emotion I've seen, like, in person from Vic Fangio. He came over. I saw him walk over to the crowd, and I think I heard him say, like, cheer for the defense, or let's hear it for the defense, or something like that. And then they all cheered. So Vic Fangio was visibly excited about Eli Ricks making that play. He's been dying for a cornerback to, like, make a splash play, show me something. Eli Ricks did that on Saturday morning. So that was exciting stuff. Eli Ricks was excited about it, kicked that ball to the next stratosphere. So that was exciting. And Tanner McKee, not a guy who makes a lot of mistakes, especially, coming off the high of this preseason game that he performed in. So Eli Ricks, I'm sure, feels good about picking him off right there. So that was an exciting moment for him. On the offensive front, Johnny Wilson, Darius Cooper, couple of guys who are trying to make this roster at the wide receiver position, keeping up the momentum they have carried over from the preseason game. Darius Cooper did have a drop early in practice, but he made a really, really tough grab. Before we get there, Darius Cooper's running with the ones, mind you. Had some reps with the ones today. Part of it is probably because A.J. Brown isn't practicing, but Darius Cooper's earning number one reps, however you want to look at it, or first team reps, I should say. So on another rep with Jalen Hurts throwing to him, Jalen Hurts got the ball out a little low, but Darius Cooper was able to dive, make the grab over the middle. A very impressive, tough catch for Darius Cooper from Jalen Hurts. And then Hurts, excited for him, went, dapped him up. They had a little high five. So they might be building a little bond. I mean, if QB1 knows your name, maybe he'll be vouching for you when it comes to roster cuts and making the roster and all of that. So it was good to see them dap up. You know, that makes you think that maybe there's a little connection there. Maybe we know how difficult it is for Jalen Hurts to look at receivers not named A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. So if you can... You know, you start to build a foundation with Jalen Hurts and put your name in front of him. I think that bodes well for your chances of making the roster. So good on Darius Cooper there. Johnny Wilson, who apparently became like Randy Moss ever since the preseason game. Another tough grab for him. In between two defenders, really in traffic, small window. Hurts made a really good throw, put it where it had to be. Johnny Wilson showed strong hands, made the catch in traffic, held on to the ball. And he must have heard whatever I was saying a week or two ago. I was saying Johnny Wilson's not going to make the roster. He can't catch. I don't know if blocking is enough. He heard all that because now he's not dropping anything, and he's making really good contested grabs. This is Saturday morning. I've seen Johnny Wilson like in passing, and I've seen him like on opposite fields and like in a distance when he's talking to reporters and stuff. I have never been this close to Johnny Wilson than I was today. In this red zone drill, similar situation, backed up to the end zone. And I was maybe 10, 12 yards behind him. And when he walked out and lined up at X receiver, and I'm looking at him and I'm like, holy hell, this dude is huge. Like enormous, like physically imposing. Like just seeing him tower over Adoree Jackson, who was covering at the time, I was like, how is this guy not like a 700 yard receiver by default? Like just based on size alone, he should be taking advantage of his frame and literally bullying everybody out there. Just seeing him tower over people, and I was like, this dude is freaking huge. I've never seen, I know he's 6'6 and all this, but when you see him in person, you're like, damn, and you see him as compared to the height of defensive backs, you're like, why are the Eagles not throwing it up to this guy every play? Johnny Wilson did not get the ball thrown to him on that play, but just to see him like line up and be that close, I was like, God, Lord, he is this man is huge. So that was, I was entertained by that. So that's just a dumb little note I wrote down as well. Terrace Marshall also made a couple grabs today. He's working his way back from injury, trying to pick up, you know, the hot start he had at the beginning of camp, trying to find that magic again. So that was good to see as well.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses, or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.
The summer of Jalen Carter. I don't even know if I should call it the summer, because this is just how he plays now. This man was a one-man wrecking crew today. He had a strip sack at the beginning of practice on Jalen Hurts, collapsed the entire pocket, got to Hurts' strip sack, another sack later on towards the end of practice, and he had a batted pass. Jalen Hurts tried to throw it. Jalen Carter batted it down at the line of scrimmage. Funny enough, Hurts caught it and like ran upfield with it, like the way Josh Allen did in that play. Was it a playoff game? Josh Allen caught it, ran it in for a touchdown. Hurts pulled a Josh Allen. He caught it and started running upfield, and they blew it dead. But Jalen Carter just terrorizing people. I feel sorry for any sucker that has to cover him one-on-one or has the one-on-one assignment of trying to contain Jalen Carter in the regular season, because it's just you need to put two on him to even have a chance. And when you invest that many resources in trying to stop one guy, that's just going to open things up for Jordan Davis, more Ujima, these edge rushers, Josh Uche, and all those kind of things. I do want to talk about the backfield a little bit, because we all assume that Will Shipley is going to, you know, be the third down back, be the receiving back, and those kind of things. But A.J. Dillon showing you something in the receiving game. It wouldn't shock me if the Eagles plan to use him in the receiving game. He caught like a rocket pass from Jalen Hurts. He zung that thing all the way to him on the right sideline. And A.J. Dillon caught it and turned upfield, secured it, turned upfield. And I was pretty impressed. I actually thought Saquon caught it before I saw the jersey number and saw it was Dillon. And I was like, oh, Dillon got some hands on him. But I shouldn't be surprised, because he was coming on as a pass catcher over the last three seasons. You know, with the Packers, over his last 3 years, he caught 84 passes for 742 yards. So he could be a sneaky weapon for Kevin Petullo at some point if, you know, they want to mix it up from Shipley. I do think it's going to be those three guys ultimately, Saquon, Will Shipley, and A.J. Dillon making the roster. I do like what Sean Derek Powell has shown us. He had a really nice touchdown in the Cincinnati game. He'll probably be a practice squad guy. Keelan Robinson does some nice things as well. Montrell Johnson has been hurt for a little bit now, so I'm not sure what his chances are for sticking around. But I like what I'm seeing from A.J. Dillon. If he stays healthy, I think he will be a part of the offense. So just an impressive catch there that I wanted to note. The QB3 battle, it's not much of a battle anymore in my opinion. Dorian Thompson-Robinson I think is running away with it, but I am interested to see the decision the Eagles ultimately make, because we know how he feels about the quarterbacks he drafts, and does he feel like Colin McCord will survive, you know, waivers and make it to the practice squad, if he even goes on waivers. I'm still fuzzy on the rule on, I know veterans, I'm fuzzy on the whole waiver thing, but if he doesn't think Colin McCord will make it to the practice squad, then I don't think they'll carry four quarterbacks, but they will have to make a decision. But Dorian Thompson-Robinson has just showed you everything that you want in a reserve quarterback. He ended practice. The practice as a whole ended on a high note from Dorian Thompson-Robinson. He hit wide receiver Taylor Moore twice for touchdowns to end the practice, once in the back of the end zone with Andrew Bakuba in coverage. And then the second one, he hit Taylor Moore again on a slant for the two-point conversion. And this time with Ja'Quarion Bennett in coverage. I told you we would bring his name up again. It wasn't really like a coverage issue. It was just kind of like it was a quick hitter, bang, bang, and Bennett couldn't really do much to stop it. But really good stuff from Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Even on the plays where he's like on keepers and where plays break down and he has to scramble and run, he's looking fluid, he's looking quick, and I think he just, as of right now, he has more to offer at the quarterback position than Kyle McCord does. Kyle McCord is raw, has a lot of development. It's going to be a while before he should, you know, play in an NFL game. But Dorian Thompson-Robinson, I think even in the worst case scenario where like Hurts is unavailable and McKee is unavailable, whatever happened, some plays that they have for Hurts, DTR, I think would be able to execute in a worst case scenario. But I think that you know, he's a smart guy. He did mention in the offseason he like plays chess and he wants to play chess with Hurts, and I think he just approaches the game the right way. And I am excited to see more of Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I think he played well also in the preseason game. Certainly better than Kyle McCord. I don't think it's a race at this point. I think Dorian Thompson-Robinson is just running away with it. But we'll see what happens. There's still a lot of weeks in the summer left. We'll see what happens there. But impressed with what DTR showed today. I do have a couple of just kind of funny notes here. Saquon in 11-on-11s. First of all, the most hilarious like attire choice ever by Saquon Barkley with cut-off sweatpants, not shorts. And they're like sweatpants that he wears to like his calves, and he like cuts, like he just takes a pair of scissors and just cuts them and he just wears them. I think that's pretty hilarious. So again, with that red zone drill, I saw a lot of that today with the offense on our side of the field. Hurts threw a right flat to Saquon Barkley and it was a little overthrown, and Saquon almost pulled down one of the most like ridiculous one-hand catches I've ever seen in person, maybe ever. if he would have caught and came down with that, it would have been something. I would have been upset because we weren't allowed to record at that point, and I would have needed that video. But it drew a lot of oohs and ahs from the crowd, and if he would have came down with that, oh man, it would have been fun. But watching Saquon in person, especially that close, like watching him in a game is one thing. Watching him that close and like that kind of setting is like watching a video game in real life. Like it's just like it doesn't even look like a real person. The way he moves, the way he shifts, it's everyone should try and see that in some facet. Like watching him up close and personal is an experience. He is a different breed. That's all I can really say about watching Saquon Barkley and the way he operates. Yeah, I think that's kind of the side notes I had here. Anything else of importance? Not too much. That about wraps it up. An easy practice today. It wasn't too intense. I think they realized it was Saturday and they have the open practice tomorrow, so didn't want to go too hard there. Appreciate you guys for tuning in to this episode of the Philly Pod. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod. Bring the show to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. I'll be back with you guys next week to, of course, break down the Eagles even further as they prepare for the second game of the preseason. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, guys. Until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.